The companions walked slowly up to the redoubt doors, which stayed resolutely shut.
So what now?
Little test for you. See if you're who we think.
I thought you knew that.
I reckon I do, but maybe Crab would like more proof. So he suggested this, and who am I to go against my Baron? Now, stop fucking about and open the doors. If you are who we think, then you'll know how to do it.
And if we're not?
You'd be triple stooped to try and bluff it out. If that's what you're thinking, now we'll just chill you now and not waste any more time.
Ryan surveyed the Sec Force facing them. All were armed, and then there was the SMG. They'd do it all right.
JB?
The armorer stepped forward, raising both bound hands so that he could remove his glasses and wipe the dust and dirt from them before placing them back on the bridge of his nose. The keypad, discreetly hidden, was directly in front of him. He punched in the 3-digit entry code. The doors moved into action, opening to reveal a tunnel that sloped gently down to a dogleg corner. The brightly lit interior was clean and empty. It looked like any other redoubt they had seen. Except that it was far from empty farther down.
Move on in. Slowly. But, four in front. We don't want them to be pulling down any of those other doors and leaving us on one side and them on the other, now do we?
That's real smart. It wouldn't get us anywhere when you've got people in there already.
Four of the black-clad Sec men moved in front of them, reversing so they could move backward, keeping the companions covered all the while.
Maybe. But wouldn't want to look stupid in front of the Baron, though. Now go.
They moved down the tunnel and into the interior of the redoubt. The WAG followed them as far as the first dogleg, where it turned off to go into the vehicle maintenance bay. JB followed it, noting that there was only one other WAG in the bay. If that was any indication, there were few Sec men at the redoubt other than those they already knew about. That information could be useful. Moving down the corridors from level to level, they began to move deeper into the bowels of the earth. All the sectors within the redoubt had been propped open, and apart from a few areas of darkness in the distance where lighting had failed, it seemed that the redoubt had been in good condition when discovered and hadn't been ransacked. Finally, they reached their destination, the control room of the Matrans unit. The Sec men in front of them pulled back, revealing an open door. At a gesture from the squat Sec man, the companions moved into the room. Two men stood by one of the computers. One was tall and thin, slightly stooped and balding, with long strands of hair falling around his shoulders in contrast to a pate that shone under the lights. He had a list in his hand, and Ryan recognized the type of paper. They had seen these before, single sheets, laminated to protect against constant use. With the group in the control room, the two men turned. Ryan had assumed that the tall man was Baron Crab, but as the second one turned to face them, there was something about his expression that said otherwise. He was shorter and stout, yet there was a hardness about his frame and the squaring of his shoulders that suggested the fat had formed a layer over solid muscle. He was clean-shaved, with hair cropped close to his bullet skull. Scar showed through, as did some on his face under the stubble. As he saw them, his face broke into a satisfied grin, his mouth raising only on one side, the other paralyzed by the scar that ran from the corner and down his chin. But it was his eyes that were disturbing. They bored into the group, examining them minutely and flickering from one to the other.
At last! All this time and then you go land virtually at my bastard feet. It seemed too good to be true.
They passed the code test, Baron.
No shit! They're inside, aren't they, Nelson? Now, stand back and let them settle. Please! Be seated.
He indicated the floor.
It would help if we weren't tethered like a bunch of pack animals.
Oh, of course, Nelson, cut them loose.
The squat man moved carefully in front of the group. He had holstered his gun and held JB's knife in his hand, a deliberate move, no doubt, and used it to cut free their wrists and ankles. He brandished the knife close to Ryan's artery as he sliced at his wrist, a grin flashing across his face as he caught Ryan's eye. Crab appeared satisfied that they were now comfortable enough to listen, as they each massaged life and full feeling back into their hands and feet.
This must be a familiar room to y'all. At least, if you're who I think you are. You have knowledge I need. Maybe I have knowledge that will help you make sense of what you know. It's like what's left of the pre-dark world. Bits and pieces, some of which make sense, and some of which makes none at all. And then you get some small glimmering that suddenly makes the previously insane seem somehow sane. Things that make no fucking sense at all suddenly seem to be transformed into things that are just so blindingly obvious that you think you must have been astute not to see it before. Like the story of this guy, Traitor.